All right, welcome back to another episode of the Black Bullion Show for goldandsilvertoday.com. Recently, you've been seeing me do gold and silver price analyses alike, and I often will do an analysis not only using spot prices, but also using ETFs. Now, the reason for this is because ETFs are a large driver for price fluctuations in gold prices. And in fact, it is now the largest driver for gold prices over the futures paper market. And I'll explain this very shortly, but first, if you're new to this channel, please hit that big red subscribe button right down below. Also, please hit the like button. Helps to get this economic evangelism right on out there to the masses to bring more people into precious metals. Okay, so I want to first draw your attention to good old RobinTrack. Now, it's the website that tracks user activity on the Robinhood app, which is mainly used by millennials. Now, to help you understand why ETFs are such a driver for gold price fluctuations, you have to first understand that many young people have historically ignored gold and silver. Young people are now opening up accounts on services like Robinhood, and they are now getting into ETFs like GLD pretty heavily. Just take a look at the green line that represents user holdings. The right side of the graph, the amount of users by order of 5,000, pretty much. And, you know, from June 25th, 2020 to August 13th, 2020, users holding GLD jumped from roughly 20,000 to 40,000 users. And to show you how drastic of a move that is, that's more than double the inflows from the beginning of this chart here in May 2018 to February 2020. That's nearly a two-year period that we doubled in less than 2 months. And that's led mainly by young investors on this app. And that leads us here. ETF demand is now the driver for gold prices, not paper markets. This is according to Bank of America. Let's get into it. The gold market has become a dichotomy of forces as investor demand into gold-backed exchange-traded funds, ETFs, is now playing a bigger role in driving prices than the futures paper market, according to research from Bank of America. A lot of attention is now being paid to the precious metals markets as investors look for safe haven assets in an environment of failing bond yields and growing inflation threats. However, while most people have been paying attention to the recent price action in futures markets, Michael Widmer, commodity strategist at Bank of America and author of the report, suggests investors keep an eye on flows into ETFs. While institutional investors who in the past often traded futures still hold a large share in open interest, retail investors have become materially more important, Widmer said. Last week, gold prices in COMEX December futures contracts dropped nearly 5%, its biggest weekly decline since March, when financial markets were roiled because of the global issue. Meanwhile, holdings in SPDR gold shares, the world's largest gold-backed ETF, saw holding fall by roughly 1%. According to Widmer, the gap between the futures market and ETF market can cause price dislocations. GLD traded meaningfully above the fundamentally justified net asset value several times during summer on extremely high inflows, although they have normalized since, he said. It's no secret that investment demand in gold-backed ETFs is playing a more prominent role in the marketplace. According to data from the World Gold Council, investment demand hit a record high in the first half of 2020, rising by 646 tons. Widmer put that growth into a little more perspective. He noted that assets under management in the gold ETF space have nearly doubled in the last 4 years. And there you have it, folks. Retail investors are the main drivers. Now, all we have to do is continue to spread that good old economic evangelism so they can start stacking the real stuff and put those ETFs aside. But one step at a time, obviously. All right, guys, thanks again for watching. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe if you're new. It's Black Bullion for goldandsilvertoday.com.